Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss media culture. So what is media culture? See, as the name indicates, media culture is a term that refers to the culture that has been created by or has been heavily influenced by the media or the mass media. And this type of culture emerged and developed in the 20th century itself under the influence of mass media. Because if you recall, before the 20th century, there was no television, no internet. Some forms of entertainment were there, but mass media was not there. So consequently, mass media couldn't influence the culture of earlier times as it does now. Okay? And mass media generally includes television, radio, cinema, and as I said, internet and also social media. Now, why is this significant? Kyun important hai ye? See, media culture has a significant impact on public opinion. Public opinion, public taste, values, consumer behavior of society or of people. Okay? So, media culture can be seen as a product of the mass media, okay? Rather than a spontaneous expression of the masses themselves. Rather than the culture of the common people, it is a kind of culture developed, shaped and also propagated by the mass media, okay? Now, after that, some examples of media culture. One example can be representations of beauty and body image in fashion and beauty advertisements. Another example can be representations of gender roles in movies, TV serials, or even video games. Okay? After that, representations of social issues and conflicts in news and documentaries. For example, if there is a war going on in the world, okay? If there is a neutral coverage, then that type of coverage can influence public opinion in a certain way. Whereas if the coverage is biased or if the coverage is one-sided, then it can too influence the public opinion in a certain way, in a different way. Okay? So first of all, let's discuss the first example in slightly more detail. Okay? Matlab representations of beauty and body image in fashion and beauty advertisements. See, mass media promotes and advertises certain standards of beauty. Okay? We all know that. That ultimately influences self-esteem of people. Okay? And media culture often portrays being thinness as desirable and healthy. Okay? When we see many models walking in a fashion show, most of them are very, very thin. Not just slim, but thin. Slimness to the point of thinness. Now, you can say that being slim is a positive attribute, but being thin is not. Okay? But the fact that the media culture often portrays being thin as something good, that is what public opinion is going to be about thinness, about health. Now, often this type of media culture ignores reality, ignores the diversity and reality of different body types. Okay? So, in a way, media culture here, in this example, doesn't reflect everyday reality of people. Okay? Now, let's move on to the next example. Representations of gender roles in movies or TV serials or TV shows and even video games. See, often, what do we see in movies or TV shows? They broadly reinforce stereotypical and traditional gender roles. Okay? This is what they do. Okay? Of course, they say that okay, their intention is not to degrade the dignity of women or anything, but often the roles that they portray, be it of men or be it of women, it is very stereotypical and traditional gender roles are portrayed. Traditional gender roles and expectations. So media culture will often depict men as being strong, being dominant, being heroic, and women are often not always, but often portrayed as being weak, submissive, emotional, okay? And often we also notice that media culture often sexualizes and objectifies, okay? Sexualizes and objectifies women and just portrays them as objects of male desire, okay? But in reality, is this the case? No. Of course, if you watch too much television or too many movies, then your thinking might be influenced, your opinions might be influenced, public taste and values are influenced, but the reality with respect to women's role and men's role is not that. Nowadays, times have changed and it is expected of educated men and women that they both respect each other. Not try to dominate, but treat each other with dignity and uphold equality. Okay? So, just keep in mind that media culture is not something or not necessarily a depiction of reality. Okay? Ye zaruri nahi hai ki ye jo media mein hum dekhte hain, whether it be through films, TV shows, or internet, or anything, it may not necessarily be a depiction of reality. It may just be something made up. Now, the last example was representations of social issues and conflicts in news and documentaries. Okay? Now, suppose if there is a war going on, as I mentioned earlier also, if the reportage of the war or conflict is done in a neutral way, then it is more likely that we will consider both the pros and the cons, the good and the bad side of war, okay? What were the causes of war, in a very, very dispassionate, in a very, very neutral way. Okay? But what if the reportage of the or the representation of social issues or conflicts in news is biased? Okay? Biased and done for a particular agenda or as a part of propaganda. Tab kya hoga? Media culture is more likely to create a sense of bias in people, and this is what happens many a times, right? Media culture often sensationalizes news, dramatizes certain events, and also downplays or neglects the other events. Hai na? We hardly see neutral reportage. Nowadays, it's more of propaganda, increasing levels of propaganda. All news may not be propaganda, but we see increasing levels of propaganda, increasing levels of fake news or motivated news. Hai na? All of this can be an example of media culture, and how media culture has a significant impact on public opinion, taste, public taste, values, okay?